Blog Talk Radio.
Jeff, Karen, Kat, are you ready for this
U-C-R.
One?
U-C-R.
Go.
We say and what we want, give it to you non-stop. Any place, any time, not afraid to speak our mind. That's just the way we roll, we never gonna go. On top of all original, uncensored radio.
Welcome to Uncensored Radio. Oh my gosh, we've got a great show planned for you guys today. We are your guiltiest pleasure. Hello, I am Karen Ashley, and along with me is Katrina Johnson. How are you, Miss Kitty?
Well, I'm a little, still a little drunk from last night, but I'm good.
Hey! We're going to hear about last night. Uh-huh. Jeffrey Emmett is in the house also. Are you a little drunk from last night, Jeffrey?
No, I don't drink anymore. Yeah, I do.
He has
no,
really changed his life.
Yeah, you know he does.
Well, he will. He probably will next week, won't he, Jeff?
Maybe.
Maybe. You're on the fence?
You're open.
Uh-oh.
What?
You're on the fence about drinking?
Yeah, a little bit.
Oh, okay.
I just want to get skinny.
I know. You are, though. You're already getting skinny. Like, you're already doing it. You're doing a great job, by the way.
I know, but I don't want to do anything to jeopardize that.
I understand. Well, you know what? This is the thing. A glass of wine is not going to jeopardize your day. Like,
yep.
Maybe even two glasses won't jeopardize your day. It's if you sat there and had margaritas. Like, you got to think of what you're drinking. Like, you got to, like, all my girlfriends, when they go on diets, they'll do, like, Diet Coke and, like, clear liquor. Or they'll do Diet Sprite and something, or Diet Lemonade, and they substitute, like, the juice stuff, usually the stuff with the calories. Because really,
I like to do Crystal Light. Like, I'll go to a bar when I'm on the program and when I'm on the south, and I will bring my own Crystal Light packet, and I'll do, like, vodka soda and stick my Crystal Light in there, or I'll just do vodka water and stick my Crystal Light in there.
Absolutely. And then the reality is it has hardly any calories, you know, because it's usually the sugar or those kind of things that are boosting the, you know, calorie intake. But what I will say is when you drink, you have to drink a lot of water because it does dehydrate you. So that's where you'll get the water retention.
I did hear that Bacardi and diet had no calories.
It does.
It does.
Yeah. Because, you know, the Bacardi, it has, like, some sugar in it. But it's better than if you did Bacardi and Coke. Like, Coke is just, you know, it is an alternative. Like, I think it, it's great. But I think it's just a matter of making the right choice of what you're going to drink, you know? And you should be fine. And you can still have fun.
True.
Yeah, so just get vodka, do it straight, and add some Crystal Light to it. You'll be fine.
This coming from the girl with the hangover.
Yeah. I'm doing it right now. Word of advice for those who know.
You're drinking right now? I thought you said you had a hangover.
Yeah, well, haven't you ever heard of the hair of the dog? You're supposed to bite the hair of the dog that bit you. So you have to go back when you're hungover and drink something, preferably what you drank the night before, so that you can come down slowly instead of your body just going into shock and having this massive attack because it's going through withdrawal syndrome.
Oh, I couldn't even think about that. When I'm hungover, I do not want to have another drink. That's not the thing I want.
No, you don't want to, but you need to. You got to pour it yourself.
I think it depends how bad it is. Like, if I was that sick all night, I'm not doing it. But there's been plenty of nights where, like, I didn't roll in until, like, 6 in the morning, but then I had to get up at, like, 7:30 to go back because it was, like, gay pride, and I was still drunk from the night before. So there wasn't really much choice but to start drinking at 7 in the morning. So I effectively drank from, like, you know, 4 o'clock Saturday or 4 o'clock Friday to, you know, Sunday morning.
Wow.
Like, it was the only way to avoid a hangover. And then I slept for 2 days.
That sounds like a party.
It was. I always did, girl.
Well, that sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of a good conversation. Like, what is your remedy for hangover? I think a lot of our audience is young. People, you know, obviously Katrina says have another drink. But let's
there's more.
That's probably not your only remedy. Okay,
there's more.
Tell us.
Go ahead. Okay. All right. Well, first of all, as you're going to bed, you need to chug a bottle of water and take two Aleve because it lasts 12 hours, and there's no way you're going to sleep very much because you just can't sleep. Your body's metabolizing the alcohol, which turns to sugar, so you can't really sleep. So you need to two Aleve with a bottle of water before bed, and then as soon as you wake up, go get some greasy, gross fast food and have a beer or a shot immediately. So you've got greasy food, and then you've got alcohol to bring you down slowly. Then you need caffeine to combat the headache. So I would say pound a Red Bull or take like a diet pill or something that'll stick caffeine in your body. Everything unhealthy that you can do will make you feel better.
I feel like you definitely have a point, because that was kind of our ritual every night after work. We would hit up this diner that was just, like, strictly greasy food. And, I mean,
okay,
we would be hammered, and we'd eat that, and we'd wake up the next morning, and we'd be fine.
Yep, it works.
It's like the greasy food sucks it up. That's my remedy. Eat a cheeseburger. Like, I think you eat a cheeseburger when you're in the midst of the drunkenness.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's true. Like, I don't know what it is. And it probably actually makes us worse, and we don't even realize it.
But you feel better. You're probably dying, but you feel better.
It's definitely... when it just tastes so good, especially when you're, like, drunk hungry, it's kind of amazing. Just saying.
I've been drunk hungry quite a lot lately, and I'm trying to train my drunk hunger to create healthy things like salad, and it's not working.
Girl, are you underwater?
No.
Oh, you sounded like you were underwater there for a minute. I was like, oh, are we going in the pool with you?
Yes, let's all go for a swim.
I was like, this bitch got a life-proof case, and she is
kind of
normal.
We're swimming.
I know.
We're going to swim in some hot
tub.
Let's do it.
Wow. Yeah, you sounded real funny all of a sudden, so I don't know what you did, but now you sound great.
I was talking about me being drunk, so I probably reverted back to my drunken state.
Yeah, you said you were, go ahead, Jeff.
I had nothing.
I was just trying to train my drunken self to eat salad, and it's not working at all.
Yeah, but your body doesn't crave that. Like, your body's needing substance when you're drunk. Like, I've never craved salad while I was drunk. I'm craving, like, cheeseburger, chicken fingers, just like some shit.
Yeah,
I crave McDonald's French fries. Like, it's going out of style.
Oh, see, I didn't do McDonald's. Burger King was the only thing that was open till like, 4 in the morning. So if I got home early, I'd always hit up Burger King and get me some onion rings and some zesty sauce. But it got to the point, I mean, it would make me so sick to eat it, even sober, that I just couldn't do it. But then I would also love me, you know, obviously pizza. But do you ever get, like, the sampler platter, like, Denny's or any, like, diner where it comes with cheese sticks, onion rings, and chicken fingers?
No, it sounds
yes.
Awesome.
Thing you buy, like, when you're drunk, they take care of all the food groups.
Right, like that, literally, for probably years, anytime I went to Denny's, like, that's what
yep.
I got. That's what I had for dinner was a sampler platter. Like,
wow.
That's it, with all the dressings. That's it, that's all, and then that's, you know, anytime we went out for breakfast, that's usually what I got.
That's
or a frittata. But, yeah, I know, right? No wonder why I got fat again. Hello.
Well, this is the thing, like, usually, I like Denny's, those places, I like pancakes. But when you're drunk, you don't even want anything sweet. Like, that really, that plate of fried heaven, it's like, yeah, that's the only thing your stomach really needs. Like, it just needs
fries,
soak it all up.
Gravy.
And give me some ranch dressing on the side.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's like, let me dip it in the ranch. It's funny because the other day we were talking about you being a vegan. Now we're talking about ways to get over a hangover. We're like chicken fingers, cheese sticks.
Yeah, that's definitely going to be an issue if I get a hangover. I'm not sure what's going to go down. But I could like, you know those Frito spiral things? I don't know what the hell they're called. But they're like, you can get it, like, I think it's like barbecue flavor or whatever. They're like spiral noodle looking, but they're Fritos, like corn chips.
I do. They're like chili cheese something. I've seen them. I've never eaten them, but I've seen them, and they're kind of spirally. Yeah. What about them?
Yeah, like those were like my favorite thing. So that was the other thing. I'd always stop at the gas station and get those or combos for the ride home and just be drunk and enjoy my little fucking Frito things. So I may just be able to do that and not eat the rest. Here's hoping.
Have you ever been wasted and driven home, woken up, not knowing how you got in there, and then you get in your car and you're like, oh, I had McDonald's last night. Weird.
No.
I've done that on more than one occasion.
No.
And I've also found a taco in the glove box a couple months later.
Shut up. I one time found a piece of chicken with cheese in it wrapped up in a man's necktie in my purse.
Oh.
I couldn't tell you which man it belonged to or how I acquired it, but apparently I took a tie off someone, and I took some chicken home for later.
You wrapped a piece of chicken up in a necktie.
I did. Stuck it in my purse for later, sure did. And it was a really nice pie. I think it was Burberry.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm.
That's
amazing. Well, at least at least she was sanitary. She didn't want to ruin the embed of a purse. I get that.
Wow, yeah.
You know, she was like, I'm not being hungry, literally. Let me take a couple pieces of chicken. fried chicken or barbecue chicken.
I don't know. I could see Katrina being the type of bitch to line her bag with Ziploc bags so she can fill it up.
I do when I'm traveling, sure do. You know, you go to the breakfast buffet, especially if you're in another country, you don't know when you're going to eat again. Yeah, of course. Doesn't everybody? No?
I haven't done it in a while because I don't carry a man purse anymore, and now I can't because I don't eat that shit. But, yes, girl, I've done it.
Is it that you're in another country and you don't know when you're going to eat again?
Because when you're traveling, you know, you go to tours and you do different activities and you don't know how long they're going to last.
Oh, you're more touristy. Oh, so you might need a snack. I get it.
Yeah,
what are you doing in the other country, Katrina?
No, I mean, I'm not going to starve, but I'm probably going to get hungry. Like, especially in Israel, I always do that. Because, you know, you don't know if the food's going to be kosher, there's going to be something you want to eat, if it's going to be all, like, the meat separated from the dairy. Like, why don't I just make my purse non-kosher, and I'll stick the dairy shit in there with the meat stuff, and everybody gets...
What the hell is kosher, anyway? Like, I don't understand what makes something kosher.
It's, like, blessed by a rabbi and prepared a certain way so that it's...
Oh, okay.
So
it's blessed food, like it's prepared and blessed and sent out to the world.
Yes.
Okay, well, that's cool.
Holla.
I can dig it. I'll eat it. I've had kosher stuff before, but I never knew what made it kosher. I was like, what's the difference?
I sure do enjoy me a kosher wiener.
Yeah, exactly right. They're really good.
Hebrew National, where it's at.
All beef. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like it's high quality meat.
I like the beef, and I sure do like my high quality meat. Yep, sure do.
You are such a pig.
So what's your guilty? What's your guilty pleasure in food, Katrina?
Oh no, that's real hard. I love caviar with a shot of vodka, a glass of champagne, and an In-N-Out burger.
Are you kidding?
Final answer.
Are you kidding?
Wow.
Do I sound like I'm kidding?
I don't think she is. I don't think she is. What you got before your diet? What was your guilty pleasure food? And James, you get ready. You're next.
Oh, give him his 5-second delay warning.
So he can get his thoughts. Because James will be like, I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, he will. Jeffrey, you're up.
Before the diet, what was your guilty pleasure? After the diet, what's your guilty pleasure? So I
would have
to
say pizza, because I could eat pizza every day of the week, all day long, and not get bored of it.
Yes.
Like, I'm really a pizza-aholic.
And now after the diet, he likes to eat Brussels sprouts for fun.
I ate them before. No, I can still have pizza. I make it with the cauliflower crust. So I can't wait. Like, I'm really looking forward to coming home from vacation so we can make it.
That's just weird.
It's exciting. I actually, like, really look forward to, like, cooking. And making
he likes to cook, though. Yeah, like, he likes to cook. Like, Jeff really needs to, like, get into, like, culinary. He needs to, like, you know what you need to do, Jeffrey? This is where the thought is. This is where the money's at. You need to create a restaurant, food cart, something, truck, something, where you have your healthy vegan food, but you make it delicious. Because, you know, most people don't eat healthy because they feel like it doesn't have any flavor.
Yep.
They feel like it doesn't have any taste. And there's a couple of vegan restaurants out here that they actually make their food flavorful. So it's like, yeah, you know, the old thought was always, okay, healthy, vegan, that kind of stuff is not healthy, it's not good, you don't have the fat, you don't have this, you don't have that. All the things that make food taste good is missing. But if you would figure out a way to make it so that it's flavorful and it's spicy.
Well, here's the thing. Like, there's so many natural, like, spices that now I'm just kind of getting more and more in tune with. That it's like they really are enough. Because I'm like, you know, there's never enough garlic in anything. Like, I tend to overspice everything. Because as a child, everything my mother served was a little bit bland. So I'm at the complete opposite spectrum where, you know, if it calls for a tablespoon of garlic or whatever, I'll put like 5 in. It's a problem.
Well,
right.
I like a lot
of
flavor.
Well, it's not that much of a problem because people eat your food. People love
right.
it.
Well,
good.
Here's my thing. Mm-hmm. So, like, with this, I was like going through the book, and there's like one where it's like a bed of spinach on top of some beets with some goat cheese. I'm like, that's not going to happen in this world. Not for me, because I need a little something more. So I'm working on it.
Right. Well, you're farther along than we are. So,
yep.
So Jamesy, we'll get back to you. What is your guilty pleasure food?
Pizza and macaroni and cheese.
Oh, macaroni and cheese is mine. You give me some pasta and some cheese, and I'm good.
Roscoe's, hello.
Oh, I know. Roscoe's is pretty damn fabulous. You know, I haven't been to Roscoe's since we went to Roscoe's. I think I went one other time. I surprised my boyfriend with it.
Not okay. That makes me
sad.
Oh,
I remember you that night. I was all mad that you were going without me, and I asked you to send me some chicken to New York.
Right. I sent him a picture. I texted him a picture and was like, look what I made. But it was like I just surprised him. Like, I was on my way home, and I thought I was passing by Roscoe's, and I was like, we should have Roscoe's tonight. So I was like, let me get this and surprise this man, and boy, you should have seen the look on his face. I tell you. That's true.
Now that,
so the way to a man's heart is through his stomach.
Now, there's a few exceptions to my diet. The next time in L.A., I will eat an In-N-Out burger. I will eat Roscoe's. And I probably will eat Del Taco. I'm not going to lie. Like, I'm not going to.
Every plan for vacation around food. I was like,
yes,
what do you want to do today? He's like, I want to go to Sonic. I'm like, really, dude? You're in Vegas.
Yeah,
what you want to do is go to Sonic. Okay. Whatever you want.
I would
want
to do that, too, because they don't have Sonic here.
Right.
And I went to Dallas, when I went to Odessa, when I went to my family reunion, I straight up got off the plane and my mom was like, oh, this, that. She's like talking about all this stuff. She's like, what do you want to do? And I go, can we go to Whataburger? Have you ever had a Whataburger? Have you ever had one of those?
Yes.
So good.
They're awesome.
Jeffrey, that when you ever go to Dallas, anywhere in Texas, it's called Whataburger. and they make it fresh, and you can put anything on it. Like, you just put, but it's like, even just ordering it, it's so good, and the fries are good. Oh, my God, Whataburger. I'll tell you this. I took my boyfriend to Dallas, and he had Whataburger, like, 4 times in 2 days. We just kept wanting to go back. Wow.
That's how Joe and I are. Seriously, I'm telling you, this is going to be a tough mm-hmm. trip, because Joe's like, what are we going to do when we pass a Sonic or Jack in the Box? I'm like, we're going to drive past them. And he's like, what? I'm like, dude, here's another thought for you. We're going to be on the road. We haven't eaten shit in a week. Do you know what that's going to do to our system? I don't poop in public. I'm not trying to deal with this. Unless there's one real close to the hotel, it's not going to happen.
Well, I understand that. I think that's just
okay. Yeah, because it's gonna hit you hard.
It will not be a good time. Like, it will be very ugly.
Don't have any protein shakes. It'll tear you up and it'll be so stinky.
You'll have bubble guts for show.
Yeah, don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not.
So
I'm making cucumber.
What are you
going to
do for a week? You're not going to poop?
No. I will, like, once we're at the hotel or, you know, at the house, but I won't, not on the road, like, in a public restroom. Oh, no.
That's hilarious.
I don't know where your asshole has been, and I don't really want to touch your mind indirectly.
Oh, wow. Ew.
Where's the worst place you had to go poop?
Outside in the woods.
Me too, that's what I was
thinking. I think everybody at some point in their life had to go, and it was like,
I went on a church hike, and it was like 116 miles through the Oregon Trail, and I was such a little prima donna that I would wake up early, and I would take a dip in the lake. It was like freezing, but at least I would clean. Then I would go out in the back of the woods and I would make a toilet out of rocks and sit on it where no one could see.
Well, okay, you lost me at I was on a church hike.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm still stuck on that one.
Bitch can't boil water, but she can make a toilet out of rocks. Does anybody else see the problem here?
Right.
Well, I don't need to boil water, but I need my butt to not get poison ivy. So yeah, it makes sense.
Oh man, that's funny.
My princess butt can't get dirty. I'm just saying.
Only you. That's funny.
Only Katrina Johnson.
Okay, I am the prima donna because I'm bringing my own toilet paper down on this road trip.
Oh, my God. What kind of toilet paper do you use, Jeffrey?
The soft stuff. I can't stand it. Like, we go to Joe's parents' house, and they have that loose leaf paper shit. I can't do it. I'm like, that's just not nice on my ass.
Do they have, like, the public bathroom kind of toilet paper that'll, like, sandpaper your butt?
Yeah, like, I don't like that. I like some quilted Northern Charmin or something. You know what I'm saying? Give me a little cushion. Give me something soft. I don't want no loose leaf paper. Otherwise, I go get some paper out the desk and I wipe my ass. No, thank you.
It's you said loose leaf paper. Loose leaf paper. That's just funny. That's how it feels. Every, like, loose leaf.
Don't you remember that shit from school? You'd have to get loose leaf paper?
Yep. Yep.
They were like little squares. I was like, why can't we just have a roll? You have to get like 1,000 little squares just to wipe your ass.
Yeah, fuck all that. Like, I can't be bothered. Like, I want me some soft toilet paper and I want me some good paper towels. So I'm bringing both.
Right.
Jeffrey, have you ever been to jail?
No, and I can't because it really would not work out for my favor. Because, no. Mm-mm. I'd be like, excuse me, Mr. Guide, sir. I'm going to need some Charmin up in here and a curtain. Because I'm trying to take a dump and y'all can't watch.
And I need some baby wipes and a candle and some Febreze. And I need some
and
cold
some,
cream for
some,
my eyes because they're getting pumped.
And some R&B music.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I'll be like, can you give me a TV, please? Because General Hospital is supposed to be good this week.
I haven't watched General Hospital in so long, Jeffrey. Have you been watching?
Yeah.
Has it been good?
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you know where they kind of started losing me? They kind of started pissing me off with, like, you know how Todd and Blair, I mean, not Todd, Todd and Star, now they're, like, two different people? Like, why can't they just be Todd and Star? Like, why did they take them off the show and then they brought them back? There was a lawsuit.
There was a lawsuit. Yeah.
Really?
Prospect Park is suing ABC for $25 million. Because, now you remember, at the end of One Life to Live, Prospect Park bought all the rights to the show. Well, a bunch of the characters from One Life to Live moved over to General Hospital, and they killed a couple of them off. So Prospect Park is like, we didn't give you permission to do that. Like, this is an issue. But here's, like, they didn't find the body, so it's like, come on. And then Prospect Park apparently wanted to share the people. And then, like, ABC got pissed and was kind of like, fuck you, and was like, no. So, I mean, it was kind of stupid to me because it's like, y'all could have just shared them, but I don't know how it really would have worked. But, you know, they could have came up with some really interesting thing to work together, which would have been nice considering they are ABC's old soaps. But it didn't happen. Prospect Park got pissed, and they're suing them. So they had to get rid of them and bring them back as different characters.
Wow.
Because of the lawsuit and everything. Which is just petty to me. But I'm actually starting to warm up to it.
Really?
It took me a while because I was pissed. Like, I still don't like What's-His-Face. Like, I kind of was hoping that they recast Jason because that dude just pissed me off. Like, I thought McBain would have been like, I was like, okay, yeah, I could see that. That'd be cool. Because him and What's-Her-Face, they got a good chemistry. But then when they brought back Todd, I really for a minute thought it was Jason. And I was like, that's kind of genius.
Right, but they made him, what's his name?
Franco. Yeah, which is fine. It's still cool. I'm warming up to it. It's interesting. I think it brings, like, gives us some more Quartermains. And, it, you know, it's just, it's all right. It's okay. They need to just move quicker. I can't deal with this slow-paced shit. Like, stop. You know, the soap opera way of they'll say something, and then they're getting ready to go to court, and they just stare at each other for a minute. It's like, come on, bitches. I got shit to do. I got time for this.
You want to hear my soap opera report?
Yes.
What?
I knew it was coming. I was like, how's she going to diss it? How's she going to diss our poor little General Hospital?
I'm so excited, but I'm a little bummed that I'm leaving, like, in the prime of everything coming back. Like, Dexter's coming back on this weekend. Dropped in Diva came on last weekend. Franklin and Bash is back on. And Heather Locklear's on Franklin and Bash, which just makes me moist. And True Blood. Like, yeah, you know, she looks a little better than when she came back to that remake of Melrose Place. Like, I think it settled down a little bit. It doesn't look as swollen. So it's not too bad. And she's getting to play, like, the bitch of a boss, which is just fun. It's like, oh, it's Amanda Woodward. Yay.
Right. So this is my thought. What was I going to say? You know that, like, we're talking about soaps and we're talking about craziness and we're talking about, you know, we're obviously attracted to that. Have you seen this real-life stuff going on with Aaron Hernandez, who's the member of, well, used to be a former member of the Patriots?
No.
No.
Let me paint this picture for you. Aaron Hernandez got fame. Obviously, the Patriots go to the Super Bowl quite often. They're a very prominent team, you know. So this kid was hanging out with his sister's boyfriend, and his sister's boyfriend is like a semi-pro player, hanging out with him, going to clubs with him, and then a mile away on, I think it was on Sunday, the sister's boyfriend is found shot execution style. So they go and they question, you know, everybody. They question him because when they find the body, they find a key in this kid's pocket to a rental car that belongs to Aaron Hernandez, who is a football player. So when they go to Aaron Hernandez's house, they look at his security cameras, which they've all been disabled. They notice that he had a cleaning crew come in his house and scrub it down. And they notice that his phone is, like, completely broken. So they, of course, he's a suspect, right? And so everybody's like, oh, my God, could this football player have killed this kid? Well, they go into his house. They search his house a couple days later. They're in there for, like, 3 hours. They pull out all kinds of stuff. So yesterday, the cops show up to his house, and they arrest him for murder. They arrest him for, they arraign him. And the way that the cops tell it is what they understand is him and this guy were really good friends. He dated his sister, and this guy disrespected him or was friends with people who didn't like him, so he decided to kill him. They not only found the shell casing at the murder, but they also found a piece of chewed gum, which the gum is the same gum that Aaron Hernandez had bought at a gas station. He filled up his gas tank, he bought some gum, and got some cigarettes. So this guy who makes millions of dollars, huge football star, and now it's all coming out. Like, there's all these pictures of him on Twitter, like, he's holding a gun, like, he was a blood, like, he's gang-affiliated. It's, like, crazy in the football world. Like, murder and deceit and crazy.
Have mercy. I think we need to write a movie.
Yeah. It's crazy. If you look at TMZ, you can pull it up. There's all kinds of pictures today. But it's so, like, it pisses me off because this kid was, like, sitting on top of the world. And he really got a lot of fame and a lot of notoriety because he's, you know, I think he's Puerto Rican. And they were like, wow, he's the first Puerto Rican who's really getting fame. Like, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was a kudos to where his heritage, you know? So now it's like, he can't get executed because they don't believe in execution, but he can get life in prison. It was a brutal enough murder.
Wow.
That's
terrible.
Terrible. And all for nothing, because I was kind of like, well, maybe he was, you know, beating up the sister, or maybe something horrible happened. No, it was because he felt disrespected, and so he decided to murder this kid. the more money you get, the more people are going to try to fuck with you. That's just what happens.
If you have that much money, why can't you just hire someone else to do your dirty work?
I think you start feeling, well, they said that there might be a couple other people involved because they did see him with a couple of other guys, but I don't know. They haven't arrested anyone else, but yeah, like, I think you get to a point where you're rich and you're famous and you really think you're invincible. Like, you really think nobody can touch you. And it's like, really? Like, you really think you're like, oh, I got money. I can fight this. You know, I'll get some attorneys. I'll do this. Like, it's just crazy to me.
Well, and the thing is, it's like, you don't have that much money. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like, they got, you know, a couple million, maybe 10 million, maybe 40. But it's still, like, it's not that kind of money, and you're not that popular. You know what I'm saying? Like, sports people are popular, but it's not like somebody that's huge, mainstream, you know, like, it was.
You don't know
Pitt
what football players look like.
Like, it would be, I feel, it would be a different story. Like, but then the whole gum thing and all that kind of stuff, I'm like, that's kind of circumstantial. Like, unless they tested that gum and it came out of his mouth, it had his DNA on it.
Well, I mean, you don't think it has DNA on it? Yeah, exactly.
But I'm saying, does it, though? Have they tested it yet? Does it have his DNA on it?
Or
did the kid drive in his car?
No, they just arrested him. And they knew, like, well, this is the other thing they had. He was texting that kid. They do have proof that he picked the kid up. And then he was texting the kid all the while. You know, like all the while that everything was kind of going on. So, you know,
well,
I don't
stupid.
Know.
Like, dude need to watch a Lifetime movie to figure out what not to do.
You know what I think? I think it's all OJ's fault. You know why? It's because people after that OJ trial, people really think if you hire a good enough team, a good enough lawyer team, they'll get you off. Like, they think I can just, I'll hire Johnny Cochran and them, and I'll get off. Or, you know, I'll hire people like that. And, like, I think it's all, like, people really think, rich people really think they can get away with shit.
Not even OJ. Look at Homegirl. What's her puss? The one with the baby. Why am I drawing a blank?
Yes.
What's her name?
Casey. What's her name? Casey Anthony. Yes.
Ooh.
Like, it happens. Like, you just have to make sure that the facts are distorted enough. And I think, but, you know, I was thinking, I think about that now. And, like, today, it's so much harder to commit a crime than it was 30, mm-hmm. even 20
years. There's so much more evidence now. Yeah, you're screwed.
Yeah. Right. You know, where I'm like, I'm surprised that there wasn't more crime in the 50s, 60s, 40s, 30s, when you could kind of get away with shit. Like, I was watching, like, Boardwalk Empire, and they, like, shot the dude on the side of the road and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, there's no fucking proof. Like, none. Like, they got nothing. What are they going to do? The only thing they can go on is their guess. But at the same time,
right, they
got
to have somebody
like,
see them do it.
They were a little more into just throwing people in jail because.
Right. Well, now you have all these people who've been in jail for 20 years, and you find out they didn't even really do it. Like, forensics are shut down, and you're like, oh, yeah, it's, like, horrible. But, yeah, this kid is, like, totally throwing his life away. I mean, craziness.
Okay.
Oh,
no, go ahead.
That's all I was going to say.
Oh, well, that kind of made me think, like, how would we feel if, like, let's say the next serial killer in America is somebody like Dexter, where they only are killing quote unquote bad people. How do you think America would react?
I think they'd be okay with him. Like a Robin Hood. Who doesn't like Robin Hood? Except this one's not Robin, it's killing. But it's fine. Survival of the fittest. Get rid of the bad ones and let's only breed the good ones.
Right.
Well, I'm just saying, like, how would everybody feel? Like, would you be okay with it? Would you be okay with them not catching them?
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, like, if they were just out there killing sex offenders,
or, you know, violent crime people, or, you know, women abusers, or whatever.
I can't say I'd miss them.
I wouldn't. Sure wouldn't. Nope.
So you'd be okay with it?
I would, yeah.
I don't know if I'd be okay with it, but I can't say I'd be upset.
I wouldn't vote against it, I'll tell you that.
You know, because to me, it's like, these days, you can rape people and do things to people and you don't even hardly get anything. Like, it's just like, because this is my thought. Like, the guy who was in Ohio who had kidnapped the girls and held them hostage for 10 years, and, like, some of them, like, from what I hear, the reports are horrible. He'd starve them, he'd beat them, he'd sexually abuse them, like, constantly. He'd keep them in chains and, like, tied up. And so now they have, like, muscular problems. They've got to get facial reconstructive surgery because he messed them up. You know, they may or may not be able to have children because he may force them to have, you know, miscarriages. I mean, it's like horrible, horrific things. Like, they didn't go outside. They didn't feel the sun on their skin for 10 years. Like, scariness, right? This guy's sitting in a jail, sleeping on a nice bed, has a blanket, gets 3 meals a day, and gets to watch
TV. And we're paying for it.
Yeah. Like, that fucking pisses me off. Like, he's chilling in jail.
Yep.
He's chilling.
Living
a
life.
Way
better than on the outside.
Yeah, he gets 3 meals a day. And who would you say we'd get 3 meals a day? I mean, you know, obviously, we all work. We all do things. But it ain't guaranteed we're going to get to eat every day. We got to work
right.
for our money.
And don't forget, they can get a free college education.
Yeah. And he pled not guilty. So now he's going to drag these poor girls through a whole long trial. And it's just going to be horrific.
There is something very, again, wrong with this country's justice system when the prisoners are treated better than some of our lower-class citizens.
Yeah.
They just can't make ends meet. Like, there's something seriously wrong with that.
Seriously
not
wrong.
Not that prison's a cakewalk, but, you know.
Right.
It's a little
lot easier.
Kind of crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Coming out of prison with degrees and shit. Like, are you kidding?
I know. I know, it's pretty pathetic when you think about it. It's pretty pathetic. Yeah, so I don't know, but, you know. So, yeah,
I
this dude, too. Like, he murdered this poor guy. Like, just murdered him. Like, shot him, like, 4 or 5 times. And you know, it's like the evidence is all pointing to him, and it's just really crazy. Really, really crazy. But I have someone that I want to nominate as our new mascot for the show, our new train wreck.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I've got a new nominee. Because, you know, Lindsay's in rehab, so we can't really get much out of her these days. But I would like to nominate Miley Cyrus.
Oh.
Have you seen her new video? Have you seen her new video?
No.
No, what's going on with the Miley?
Okay, her haircut is horrible. I can't get over the haircut.
She looks like Justin Bieber, and now they're dating.
Right. Well, she's like twerking videos where, like, she's, like, popping her ass all hard and, like,
okay, I thought you meant, like, a music video.
No, she has a music video, and you've got to watch it. I'm going to find it, and I'm going to send you guys a link. It is cray-cray, and she recently posted on her Twitter, she goes, because you know her mom and dad are getting a divorce again. She basically posted on her Twitter, either you come out with the truth or I will. You've got 1 hour. And she posted a picture of his co-star when he did the Broadway musical Chicago.
Oh.
Of her father?
He was
It seems he was shipping his co-star.
Wow.
Yes.
So Billy Ray's a hoe, huh?
Uh-huh.
Billy Ray's a hoe. He's got a freaky heart. What do you expect? He's got to fill it.
Billy Ray is a whore. Yes.
Which, and that, it's so funny because, you know, with her growing up and being on the Disney Channel, they tried to paint it like she was such a good girl, great little home environment. And she's another one, turned 18, and holy shit.
She was on, I think it was Jimmy Kimmel the other day, and she basically told Jimmy Kimmel, like, she gets high with Snoop. Like, she's just wild. I mean, which is fine. She's old enough to get high in the state of California. Like, she can do whatever she wants to do. But she just, like you said, she was Miss Prim and Proper, and now she's busting out the gate. And she's trying to be sexy, and she's showing her
and
ass.
It's not
and she's
working.
She's rocking and dropping. No. She's
with
not
her
pretty enough
haircut
to be sexy.
No, and she's not that good of a singer either. And it, to me, it's like, again, like, she's another one. What she had going on for her was working very well. That whole little good girl Hannah Montana shit, like, it worked. She rocked the boat, and now I feel like her career's suffering because, really, how much do we hear from her?
None. We don't.
I don't.
There was, like, a semi not really huge musical career, and that's kind of it.
That's it. Like, but you're right. Like, the thing is she can't really sing. Like, at the end of the day, she might squeeze out a hit, but she doesn't have that Britney Spears factor where Britney could, she makes a great song. Like, she makes a great party song, and we don't mind that she's, like, synthesized and you know.
No, don't care.
We don't mind.
Because
it's a great song. It's a great show. It's a beautiful face to look at. Miley, on the other hand, like you said, the haircut is wrong. She's forcing the sexiness. Like, you're just, I mean, God. Like, some people, if you're sexy, you're just sexy. Like, to me, Christina Aguilera forces the sexy sometimes. Now that she's gotten older, she seems to get it a little better. But,
I think now she's, like, batshit crazy. Like, I think she's one of those ones that, like, I just can't stand anymore. Like, she had the one album that did very, very well. Her voice, you know, everybody's like, wow, she's got chops. The beautiful one.
Right, yeah.
Where she did Dirty and all that. And it was great.
She does that.
And then after that.
Uh-huh.
Ugh.
Yeah, she's singing too hard.
She just, she's like, she's going to put every single run she knows in that song. And it's like, girl, we get it. You can sing. We get it. Gosh, finally, God. You got the best voice. Okay. Like, Mariah Carey does that shit sometimes, too.
And if you just, like, watch, like, they used to have, you know, like, VH1 Behind the Music or whatever, and they had, like, the Christina Aguilera story, and it's like, she was such a little fucking brat.
Yes.
And, like, her mom, too, they're like, well, we had to keep leaving schools because kids were mean to her because she was so talented. And then Britney Spears got a record, and she was just so upset, like, when's it going to be my turn? And I can really sing. Like, you entitled bitch.
Wow.
I love
that.
You.
That was awesome.
It's the same thing.
Yeah.
Like, I used to love Mariah Carey. I can't fucking stand her face no more either. Like, basically, you became an alcoholic, went fucking crazy,
like her now.
And really showed who you were. Like, you thought you were God's gift to the earth, and you still fucking do. Sit down and shut the fuck up. I got nothing to say to you, Madonna. No. Mm-mm.
I still like Mariah, because Mariah, you know, to me, like, she's just a diva. Like, I blame it on the diva.
Yep. It's not attractive, though.
But ever since she had the babies, she seems so much sweeter. Like, she's, like, posts all these really cute pictures of her and her babies, and I just love it.
I don't buy it. I think it's all for publicity. She probably has, like, 10 nannies and doesn't even change a diaper.
Probably. We don't give a shit.
Mariah, she has to change a diaper.
We all know hundreds of millions. I wouldn't change a damn diaper.
You would take that Mariah money and be her nanny and love on them babies.
I sure would take a lot of her money.
I would make sure. If I have a busy schedule, I'd make sure I have loving people around my babies so that they don't miss a beat. Let's just all love them. It takes an army.
She don't even need nannies because Nick Cannon is her bitch. Let's all be serious. That's what she got with him.
I love it.
He works so much. Nick Cannon, I used to think he was a bitch. I did. But I didn't realize Nick Cannon does stand-up, and he's on the road a lot. And he's funny. He actually does a really funny set. And he talks about himself, and it's hilarious. He actually, you know, he does America's Got Talent. He hosts that show. And then he manages, like, he has his own management company. Like, he manages a lot of rappers. And, I mean, he's got his hand in a lot of people's pocket. Like, he's actually really smart.
He's another one. I really enjoyed him. Like, I loved Wilding Out. I thought he was great. Whenever that one movie he was in, I can't remember, with the drums or whatever I liked. And then I kind of got with Mariah Carey, and I lost all my respect for him.
Why? He married his sex symbol. Like, that was the girl he dreamed of. Like, that's like marrying Janet Jackson or something.
Like, it's just kind of cheesy. I don't know. Like, I just don't like it. Like, it's just kind of almost embarrassing to me. Like,
is it because she looks like she could be his mom?
I did not, basically. And then I do not like him on America's Got Talent. Like, I just never thought he was the right fit for that show.
No?
I didn't think Jerry Springer was either.
Jerry Springer was the host of that show?
Yeah, before Nick Cannon.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I've never
watched
that show.
I don't think Jerry Springer is the right fit for anything other than, of some Count and Timbuktu.
Right. Like, this is my thing. I don't like that show. Like, America's Got Talent, I don't believe that you riding the bike with your hands should be compared to somebody singing or compared to
I've never watched it
dancing
like that,
or compared to, like, I don't even get it. Like, I don't even get how it's all in the same competition. Like, fire blowers are in the same competition with, I just don't get it. It's weird. It's real weird.
Well, they rotate through hosts on that show like it's water.
Yeah. Well, he's been on for a couple years now. They actually did some really good promos this year with Nick Cannon.
I did like, though,
yeah,
when they got Howard Stern, I thought that was kind of genius. I felt like he needed to be on TV. Like, he's harsh, and I feel like he's brutally honest in his world.
Right.
Yeah, and, like, people were pissed, but I'm like, no, I think Howard Stern's a great choice, because whether his opinion's right or wrong, to me, doesn't really matter, because he's passionate about what he believes. You know what I mean? And he's brutally honest for what he believes. So, you know, kind of like Jake a little bit, where Jake gets in trouble because he says shit. It's like, dude, you just can't say that. Like, you know, like, you just can't.
But it's true, so you can.
Right.
Not if you want to keep the advertisers. Shit.
Right. We'd have Paula Deen if she was with Jake. Oh, man. But you know what else I've kind of gotten? So are we going to all vote and make Miley Cyrus a new train wreck? Because I'm telling you, it's coming. It's
yes.
Coming.
Yes.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay, perfect. Okay. Let's keep a watch on her. I'm telling you, please go see her music video, the latest music video. Please go see it because you will have a whole lot more to talk about.
Think I can. My ears will bleed.
No, it'll be fine. Watch it on mute.
Turn the channel off. Turn the volume down and just watch it, and you're going to die.
Yeah, just watch. Do you guys think she's banging Justin Bieber?
Yeah, what is that about? Is she dating?
I don't know. She tried to say, I'm not banging him. I am engaged. But, like, that engagement is so fraught. Like, please. I don't know. I think Justin Bieber is just going to bang whatever comes around.
I think they'd be the perfect couple, and they could be each other's stand-ins and body doubles because they look exactly the same.
Yeah, they're like two little 12-year-old boys. They both
They both wear the same clothes. Yeah, it's perfect.
It's quite genius, actually. Good on you, Katrina Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
Good on you.
Yeah.
I'm actually sending you guys the video as we speak.
Excellent.
Okay, good. I was trying to Google it, and I came up with that Twitter thing. Like,
I think I found it.
With her little ball head and her little bleach blonde hair, like, I'm sorry, I know it's horrible, but she looks like a cancer patient.
She just looks a mess. She looks horrible. Like, her eyes are too big to not have hair. You know?
And she's too, her face, I don't know what her body looks like, but her face is, you know, plumpy. It's a little, you know, it's a little, she's got a full face.
Big jaws, like, I mean, or big cheekbones or something.
Yeah, like, you just, no, it's not cute. Like, none of, you know, down below it has pictures of her with hair, and I'm like, you know, she really had that, like, cute little innocent country girl naive thing going on. Like, when she had that song Party in the USA, you know, like, everybody I knew loved that song. Everybody, you know, nobody wanted to admit to it, but we was all jamming to it, and that was one of them.
You know what it is? I'm looking at this video, and you know what it is? She wants to be, like, Nicki Minaj so bad. Like, she wants to be cool and hip-hop and, like, gangsta. Like, she just kind of wants to do, like, girl, that ain't you. You were in Hannah, Montana. You didn't grow up in the hood. Like, just please watch
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Like, step from Disney and then you drown. See?
Right, and now you're screwing everybody, and now you're, like, doing stupid shit. Like, come on.
Wow. But come on, let's think about this. All those Disney stars have a shelf life. Look, what happened to that one bitch before her? There was and I love how they act, and then all of a sudden they're singers, and none of them can sing for a damn, but Disney's trying to capitalize on them. What was the one bitch that came before her that had that show on Disney? The blonde chick. She's got a sister. Oh, fuck. Duffy?
Hillary Duff.
Hillary Duff
did some movies and then got knocked up and got married.
Please press play on this video and please watch as you're talking.
It's not loading.
It's not loading?
Oh,
refresh
now it is.
The page.
Okay. Wait, there's still sound. I turned the sound off and there's still sound. Oh, dear. Oh, my God.
It's okay. Just play.
It's fine.
Jeffrey doesn't
okay.
know how to. He doesn't know how to work his computer. It's brand new.
Nope,
no, it's an iPad. Okay, what the fuck? Why is there smoke coming out of a woman's vagina? And why are people coming out of bushes? They're roasting marshmallows on candles. She is not sexy. What the fuck is she wearing? And this dude's eating money? And then what are these little pills for?
Wow. Well, it gets better. Wait,
this isn't even art. Like, bitch, you're taking too much fucking LSD. Seriously?
Right.
And she's shaking her ass. She's slapping a woman's ass? What
yes.
the fuck?
Watch her. She's dancing with the black girl.
Like, she's like an ugly version of Sharon Stone. Like, she just, no.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, my God. Oh, right. my God.
And then cutting the fingers? I mean, what the fuck, bitch? Like, you need to get a cut. Like, her ass ain't cute. Her ass is like two pears fucking stuck together in these white pants. Like, there's nothing fucking. And then she got her crotch all hanging out, and she got ew, she's got moose knuckle. She's got camel toe. When she's dancing with the bears, she's got camel toe. When she's wearing the shorts, watch it. Oh, my God, bitch, has got camel toe. Honey, put your vagina lips away. I don't want to see that shit.
Yeah, you do.
I feel like she's trying to channel Sharon Stone, Britney Spears, and Madonna. Yeah, like she's walking around with, like, it's all mm-hmm. fucked up. Like, this bitch has got problems.
I'm telling you.
Now fucking face with a fucking doll? I mean, is this shit for real? Okay, that's definitely a Madonna outfit. And then some guy's walking around with a neon sign that says fuck, and then she's trying to dance, but it looks like she has a seizure. And again, now we go back to the people with smoke coming out of their private parts.
I have to watch it again.
I don't even need to watch it. If I watch it, it's not going to be nearly as good as Jeffrey's commentary.
Right.
I cannot watch it.
Oh, my gosh. James, have you seen it? You're our resident.
I have.
Performer.
And when you watched it, did you say, Miley, put your vagina away when you watched it?
No. Well, I figured if I watched it, I should probably be high. Because I didn't understand it.
No.
You have to be high to really understand the video.
Maybe we should be high. Okay,
she's doing something right. I mean,
okay, when I'm on vacation, I'm going to smoke a doobie.
You can't lie. You can't lie.
Wow.
The video has, like, what, 30 million views, and the song is, like, in the top 10 on the Billboard chart. So she's doing something right.
No, she's not.
I haven't heard the song.
I just turned the volume up for a second to try to hear it, and I was like, what? And then there's some guy going, rah, 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 rah. Like, what the fuck? Like, bitch, you do not, no. And then she's, like, kissing a man. He's got a little hair on his chest. Like, and she's just rubbing her cooch all over the bed. And now she's grabbing some other bitch's breasts and sticking her tongue out and throwing the dog sign down with her gold teeth.
Wow.
I mean,
I like the part where she's, like, shaking her ass in front of the, like, the girls.
I'm sorry, but
if
I was her fucking mother, I would straight punch my daughter as hard as I fucking could in the face. Like, I would bust the bitch's nose and be like, what the fuck are you doing with your life? You crazy little fucking slut bitch whore. Like, what? You got fucking camel toe in your video, and you obviously put it there on purpose, and you're rubbing your coot and sticking your ass in the air. What the fuck?
Like, poor guy. Like, the guy that she's marrying, like, he's like a major actor. Like, he's a professional fucking actor with this chick. Like,
he's clearly a glutton for punishment.
Well, isn't he older than her, too? Or was that the last guy?
So.
I don't really know.
I think he is a little older, but he's one of those guys who isn't he like a Thor? Like, he plays the part of Thor? No, he's in
The
Hunger
brother
Games.
Played Thor.
Yeah, he's in The Hunger Games. He's a cute guy in
Hunger Games.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just not impressed. Like, that bitch needs to be punched in the face. Like, what are you doing? Like, that's just, maybe I'm just getting old. I don't know. But it's just trashy. Like, at least Madonna were, like, erotic. Like, that was, like, taking a trip on fucking LSD. Like, all of a sudden there's peoples with big-ass teddy bear stuffed animals just jumping in a room. And her trying to dance looks like she's having a fucking seizure. Bitch, take your Depakote. What are you doing?
And put your vagina away.
Right.
Yeah, like, oh, why, get your moose knuckle out my camera shot.
That's
just fucking rude.
Rude rough on your eyeballs.
Oh, somebody just needs to punch her.
That's hilarious.
Like, I don't understand it. I really don't. We're fucked.
Well, she's doing well, though. She, like you said, had so many millions of views on that thing.
Like, to me, it was borderline, like, just crazy and whacked out like Marilyn Manson. Obviously not as dark, but, like, just fucking, it didn't make any sense. It was just fucking stupid and...
That's what she's going for, though. She wants to be a rock star. She wants to be avant-garde, and she wants to be sexy. She doesn't want to be Disney and cute and, you know...
Somebody needs to tell her it's not going to happen, especially with her pear ass. Like, it's just, no. Like, I don't know any guy, like, that's walked up to me and been like, I want to fuck the shit out of her. Like, it's not going to fucking happen.
Oh, my gosh, that's funny. Apparently, Justin Bieber is saying that these days. The Biebs.
What, that he's fucking the shit out of her?
Or that he wants to.
Ew.
Is that all we got? Well, I guess we continue.
Have a good night. I'll see you the 10th. I'm out.
Don't forget to like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. On Mr. Riccio. Out.
Bye.
people, it is Friday.
What's up?
I don't remember the date. I suck at life. It's Friday, and it's me and Jeannie. It's the Jeannie and James Power Hour.
Yes. Yes, you can forget the day because it's Friday, so you're exhausted. So now you can just move on.
Exactly.
Take it off.
Exactly.
We're good.
You're probably getting ready to go out to the club to drink away the sorrows of the week. And, you know, it's totally fine. You could be listening to us while you're getting your hair done, while you're putting your makeup on, picking out your outfit, finding your stilettos. Yeah, I mean, that's what we're here for. We're here to entertain you while you get ready to go entertain yourself.
Pump you up. So when you go to the club, you're like, hey, baby, I got the power hour
exactly.
on today. I'm ready.
Yeah, I am ready to go. They talked me up, and they told me exactly what I needed to hear tonight. So you know what? If you are listening and you're getting ready to go out, you look beautiful. If you're a guy, you look hot. If you're a girl, you look sexual as fuck, and you just are going to go out there, and you are going to tear this city up, or whatever city you're in. Insert city.
Leave your money at home, because they're going to be buying your drinks.
Exactly.
So
well, make sure you
have
money for the cab.
I have to say something before we get started, because last week you mentioned something about your videos, and I failed to mention that I went and checked out a bunch of your stuff, and if you guys have not gone and checked out his stuff, you need to do that, because he's really talented, and he's got so much potential, and I think that the more people that hear you, the more people are going to get excited about it. So tell us where we can find you so everybody can go check you out again.
Well, check me out on YouTube, youtube.com/jhankins721. That's youtube.com/jhankins, number 721. Twitter, I'm on Twitter at James Hankins, also at Lips on the Air. You can follow me on Facebook, facebook.com/Lips on the Air. And because my personal page is my personal page for a reason. I love you guys, but yeah. So follow me on Lips on the Air. And Jeannie, you can follow Jeannie on Lips on the Air too. And Jasmine, them both, they're both there. We're going to start putting up more stuff on the Facebook page where it's not just, hey, Lips on the Air is live tonight. Or,
yeah.
You know, check out Lips on the Air. We're going to start, hopefully, and we're also working on the website, myuncensoredradio.com, to include some of the other hosts that haven't been added to the website yet. We're going to be putting Ethan on the site from Title Pending, and we're going to put Jeannie and Jasmine both. I'm still waiting
and
for them both to send me bios.
You put that picture up. I was so mad. I have like 100 really good pictures on Facebook, and you picked that one? Who was just like, oh, no, he didn't. No,
the one
no,
of you in the blue kind of floral dress?
Yes, ew. I was not rocking it that day. I suppose so. But we'll just take some pictures.
Send me a picture. In Houston, yes. We'll be taking pictures together in Houston, hopefully. If we're all together in Houston, hopefully we will. But do me a favor and send me a picture that you want used, and I will make a new one to put on the website and to put on the Facebook page. So that it's not, so that you're not, you know. I thought it was a good picture. I thought it was cute,
No.
But that's just me.
I guess it's a girl thing. Like you look at it and you're like, what is wrong with him? Why did you pick that picture? But no, I was scrolling through checking you out. Like, I was totally stalking you. And then I started, like, looking at your stuff and I was thinking about everything. And I was like, I mean, I know I'm partial anyway because, you know, I'm family and you're like my best cousin, but the truth is, you're really amazingly talented with all the different things you do, and people need to know that. So, know that, people, and check it out.
Thank you. Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
So,
you
how was your week?
Amazing. My week was okay.
Okay.
Nothing special.
That's not a good sign.
Nothing really happened. Might have got laid the other night, you know.
Uh-oh.
Totally different story.
As for
it's been a very lazy week. I know. That's for guilty pleasure. It's not what's on the air. Which is funny. This is the sad part. I say more on guilty pleasures than I do with Lips on the Air. Like, I talk more about myself on guilty pleasures than I do my own show. Really?
That's the way it's
like,
supposed
I don't
to
get
be.
It.
Now, well, yeah, it's like.
But I think. I think I need to be more open with myself here. Well, I think it's because I'm talking to my cousin, too. And there's a lot of stuff that
you don't
know.
Hour where people can call in and ask questions and we have to answer them honestly about ourselves. That would be way cool.
We will when we have Jasmine. Sadly, Jasmine's not here tonight. So we're not going to do that tonight.
Jasmine diverts some of the questions so you don't get put on the spot too much, right?
Right.
Every question
exactly.
would be here if people calling about you.
Right. Well, the thing with Jasmine is, like, Jasmine's a virgin. She's not had sex yet, which is totally cool.
Oh,
you know, nothing
no.
wrong with that. She's his own. Y'all can wait, you know, whatever.
Missing
but
out on some stuff.
She has had more sexual experiences. She's had more sexual experiences than anyone I've ever met.
But not actually had sex?
But not actually had sex. Like, what the hell? She's gone to swingers clubs. She's gone to, and she's just, oh, it's,
See, in high
next
school,
time Jasmine's on the show, we're...
Like, call me a tease.
Uh-huh.
Like,
well, we're not in high school anymore.
A tease.
We're, yeah, we're like 20s and 30s now, so.
Well, I know, but I thought the rules just applied. Of course, I've been off the market for 10 years, so.
Mm-hmm. God, that's weird to think you've been married for 10 years.
I know, it's crazy to think I'm 30. Oh, my God. I mean, when 30 hit, that really kicked my butt. So I decided that I'm actually 28, but I've had two anniversaries of my 28th birthday. And that's what we're going with.
Right.
I'm 28.
Well, you can always just say this. You can always just say this year you're going to be 2011.
Yeah, there you go. 2011. There
you
go.
Were Drew Barrymore did, and he's just not that into you. I'm 2010.
Yeah.
You know, you're not in your 30s. Although I've heard a lot of people say that they're glad that they're in their 30s. Like, because their 20s just absolutely sucked. And maybe that's just celebrities that I've followed.
Yeah, I was going to say, all the magazine articles I read, they're always like, my sex life really kicked in at 30. I really became happy with myself at 30. And I'm just like, okay, Sharon Stone, if I look like that at 55, I'll be really happy. Okay, J-Lo, when I'm 43, I'm going to look like you. You know, like, come on.
Right.
I don't think they understand the real world problem. Like, my ass
exactly.
is going down,
cool.
and there's no saving it. So I'm walking around on my hands for like 6 weeks. Yeah, it's going.
Right. I have no money for plastic surgery. Right, I have no money for a butt lift or a brow lift.
Have
or
no
a
personal trainer. Right.
Right, or Botox.
I don't think,
right.
Exactly. They're not a part of the real world when it comes to that, because these women are looking amazing for their age. I mean...
Mm.
Every once in a while, I'll get people like card me, and they just make me feel better.
Right. Well, and now, like, the law is if you're under the age of 40, they have to card you, and it's just like, what?
Well, people get so pissed about that.
I'm glad that I look under 40, but I still don't get carded. Like, there's a lot of places that still won't card me, and it pisses me off. Like, my 21st birthday, I almost did not get carded for alcohol.
I didn't. I went to 3 different places, and nobody carded me until the next morning I was headed home, and I stopped to get a pack of cigarettes, and they carded me. I was just like, really?
Oh, my God.
Like, seriously?
I'm thinking, right. Right. And you're thinking, dude, well, like, on my 21st birthday, the guy almost did not card me. And then he finally was like, can I see your ID? And I was like, I'm glad you asked, because today is my 21st birthday. And he was like, oh, I'm so sorry. And I was like, yeah, thanks for asking. But, like, when I first bought cigarettes on my 18th birthday, I didn't get carded. We went to Casey's, and it was just, like, I had $4, and I was like, I just want to buy a pack of cigarettes. Like, that's all I want to do. It's, like, it's kind of like a rite of passage when you turn 18. You want to buy a pack of cigarettes and a lottery ticket.
Right. I did that, too.
And, right. And I didn't get carded for cigarettes. And I was like, well, this bitch.
Really?
Like, I was pissed. I was so mad. But and I figured out what to do though if I want to get carded. Anytime I go to Quick Trip, if I go to Quick Trip and I'm dressed, some of y'all may not know what Quick Trip is, but it's a gas station out here.
Oh,
I have not seen them
in
any other state that I've been to.
I get you know, there's some in Texas, but there's Racetrack, which is like Quick Trip.
Oh,
the only time
I go to Quick Trip, they're the only place that will card me, consistently. And it's only when I'm dressed, like if I'm dressed down, like I'm just wearing a pair of blue jeans, a shirt, and my hoodie, they will card me. But if I'm dressed nice, like and I have my hair done, right, I have my hair styled, and I'm wearing like a nice shirt and a nice pair of jeans, they won't card me.
Yeah, see, I work at I part-time bartend, and so it's one of those things where you have to card them, because if somebody from, like, the Texas Alcohol Commission comes in and I don't card you and you look under 40, then I can get in trouble even if you are over 21. So you have to card people. Or they get mad. People get really irritated, and I think personally it affects my tips whenever I make them go back out to their car or dig. But the only time I get carded anymore is if I don't have any makeup on. Like, if I get up, take a shower, usually I go to the gym, and then on the way home from the gym, I'll stop at, like, a Quick Trip or something, or usually it's Racetrack, because they look like Quick Trips. They're basically a knockoff of Quick Trip. But everything's just a little bit cheaper. They don't sell any American, like, snack food. It's all, like, the Mexican snack food here in Texas. So you don't really know what you're buying, except for based on the little cartoon picture on the outside. So you can buy something that looks like a ho-ho and get home and it's got a raspberry inside, you know? It's just like, crap. But they'll only card me when I don't have my makeup on. But if I go in ready for work or go in, you know, dressed up, it's never a problem. But it annoys me because the time when I don't have, you know, I'm not all dressed up and everything is when I have to go back to the car to get my ID. You know, and it's just annoying.
Right.
It just sucks. I had to go to the grocery store. I was trying to find barbecue sauce. Okay, Texas thinks they're, like, amazing in barbecue. Kansas City has got it nailed to a T. Texas barbecue is good, but it's not Kansas City barbecue. So I was looking for Casey Masterpiece barbecue sauce, and they didn't have it. And so I asked the guy to order it. And he was like, well, I can see what I can do, because it says if there's something you want and you don't see it, ask your manager, you know, ask your store manager. So I pulled the little thing off, took it up, and I asked him, and I wrote down what it was. And then I went in the other day, and there was, like, this huge display of KC barbecue sauce. I was like, yes, that's awesome. And there's Gates now, and it's pretty cool. I just keep requesting the things that I want.
I know.
Put it in the Kroger's and Albertsons.
Nice. That's awesome. I like that. My thing is, I love... My favorite taco sauce ever is Spanish Garden. It is so good.
See, I like La Tiara.
I've tried others, and I've not been satisfied the way that I'm satisfied with Spanish Garden.
The problem with Texas and Mexican food is that Mexican food is like Tex-Mex is what they call it, and they call it that because it's a mixture. So if you go to any grocery store and you're going to get Mexican food, you have a choice between McCormick's taco seasoning, Taco Bell flavored taco seasoning, or probably 50 different ones in Spanish. So it's one of those things where, like, I found out right off the bat what caliente meant in Spanish. Like, right off the bat, I was like, holy crap,
caliente.
What am I eating? Yeah, that's hot.
Caliente, that's not caliente.
Whatever.
Caliente.
I can't speak Spanish. Okay, I'm the whitest girl in the world. I tried to say something to this guy along the lines of, thank you for your help, and he started pointing at my toes and laughing. So I have no clue what I said to him. And it was because we just moved here, and I was at the laundromat, and he was holding the door open for me, and he ended up carrying my clothes to the car. And I was like, I tried to say, like, thank you for your help, and next thing you know, like, everybody's, like, looking and laughing, and he's pointing at my toes, and I'm like, what the heck did I just say? Like, bye! Swing in the car, driving away.
Kind of late. Kind of late, ice cream man. It's, like, 9 o'clock, and you're driving down the street, ringing your bell, playing your
tune. Did you hear that story? I read a thing online about a little girl who went to the ice cream man, and her mom, she was on the porch, and she was like, all I've got is a 50. And he said he could break it. And so she handed the 50 to the, like, 15-year-old or 13, 14-year-old girl, and the girl went to the truck and came back with a bag of pot, like a bag of weed, and was like, this is what he gave me. The woman, oh, man, they said that the neighbors, like, all were witness to it because the woman made such a scene. The police were called. The guy ended up getting arrested and had, like, a couple ounces of pot in the van. But that was, like, a signal.
Oh, my God.
Hey, with a $50 bill, that meant you wanted the bag. And he handed this little girl a bag of weed, and she walked it back to the yard up onto the porch and handed it to her mom. I read that, and I was
laughing.
Oh, my God. I was reading it. A long time ago, I had this incident where I was reading an article, and I was just amazed. I was like, how is this even possible? And I told everybody about it, and they come to find out it was a joke news thing. It was on the Onion News, and I had never heard of Onion News at the time, so I was convinced this was real, right? Well, it was a joke. And so I read this article, and I'm, like, typing it in, searching it out, trying to make sure before I told anybody that it was real, because it just seemed so unbelievable that somebody would literally be selling pot and give it to a kid. You know, I just thought that was unreal, unbelievable. But, yeah, there's
Oh my God.
All kinds of crazy stuff.
I love
there.
That website though. I love the Onion News Network. That
yes,
is
if
like
you haven't
my
seen
favorite.
That, guys, check out the Onion News. We probably shouldn't be plugging them, but it is so funny. Some of these broadcasts, these people that do them are so serious, and it's like, you don't even, the way it sounds, it just sounds like news in the background when you're a kid, you know, so when you're watching it, you're just like, oh my God, did he really just say that? You're like, really? It's so funny. I love it. And it's always a play on something
right.
that we're thinking. Have you ever been around that person
well,
that says the one thing you always want to say, but you don't, you know, you're like, I can't say that, that's inappropriate,
yeah.
and then somebody walks up and says it, and you're like, yes. You know, that's kind of how it is for me. It's hilarious.
Right. Well, a couple of weeks ago, I wanted to do a show where we did, we had to play, eventually the words will come out, where I wanted to do, where we had to guess, like, what's the fake news story? We had to find three outrageous news stories. Two of them had to be real, and one of them had to be fake. And I wanted to do that show with you and Jasmine. Yeah, I wanted to do that show with you and Jasmine. And so I found a couple that you and I are just going to do this with the ones that I have because I have a couple of them saved.
Yeah,
so,
and by the way, guys, I'm really sorry that I missed that show. The one that he was talking about we were going to do, but I had a death in the family, and it was really hard. I'm really sorry that I did that. I feel bad.
It's okay. It's okay. We understand. And it was a bad show. Like, you didn't want to be there. It was bad. Okay, so I'm gonna read
I always
two headlines.
I love doing the show. Okay, read me the headlines.
Aww.
And
cool.
I have to guess if it's real or
fake. I'm gonna read
you
the headlines. Hey, yes, I'm gonna read you the headlines. I only have two. So go
okay,
real
let me close
fake.
My computer then, so I don't cheat. Okay, ready?
Please do. Okay, this one is Sophia tops the list of names for American baby girls for the second year in a row, while King and Messiah are becoming increasingly popular names for boys, the U.S. Social Security Administrator said on Tuesday. Okay, that's one headline.
Okay.
The other one, following a storied 21-year career, global soccer icon David Beckham officially announces Thursday that at the age of 38, he is a giant quitter. It's been an incredible honor to represent so many amazing clubs throughout my career, as well as my country over 100 times.
Huh. I almost want to think that the David Beckham one is real and that the other one's fake. And the only reason I say that is because the only thing abnormal about it was the word quitter, but he might have said that in a joke reference or something. So I'm going to go with that.
on
am I wrong?
Reuters.com.
I tried to go with
Yeah. Messiah and King are on the rise for boys' names. That is
You're
the legit
kidding me.
News story.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I'll just read the article to you. Okay.
I figured. At least it's not like Blanket or any of the Michael Jackson names. I'm sorry,
right.
But those are weird names.
Right. Well, this one was reported by Reuters. I think that's how you pronounce it. Reuters.com. Jacob has become a standby for boys' names, topping the category for the 14th straight year. Liam and Elizabeth broke into the top 10 at number 6 and number 10, respectively. But rising on the list are a couple of less traditional but more attention-grabbing names. Messiah was the fourth fastest-growing name for boys, rising to 387th in 2012 from 633 spot in 2011. So it jumped, like, it rose, like, 300 spots on this list. King has become the seventh fastest-growing boys' name, reaching number 266, most popular, in spot in 2012 after being 289th the previous year. Bold names for boys are very hot right now, said Laura Wettenberg, creator of the website BabyNameWizard.com. So for people who are appalled by the idea, most of us are not appalled by names like Emmanuel, which is a very common name today, and it wasn't that long ago that the name Emmanuel was shocking to a lot of people. This is partly because a passage in the Bible's book of Matthew links the ancient Israelite name to Jesus Christ which Wettenberg said was seen in the past as too jarring an allusion for baby names. The
wow.
name Major, M-A-J-O-R. Maybe
mm-hmm.
that's Mayor. That's Mayor. I can't read. And then they're ranked as the fastest growing. What?
Go ahead. Fastest what?
It's the fastest growing boy's name, jumping to 483rd place after being 988th in 2011. That is the actual, that's the legit story, and that probably made no sense to anybody. But yeah,
I
Messiah
totally thought that
and
was
King
the big
are on
one.
The rise.
See, isn't that crazy?
Well, let me read the David Beckham one. I'm going to read the full thing. Following a storied 21-year career, global soccer icon David Beckham officially announced Thursday that, at the age of 38, he's a giant quitter. It has been an incredible honor to represent so many amazing clubs throughout my career, as well as my country over 100 times, said the quitter, who just gave up and took the easy way out after an illustrious career playing for Manchester United, Real Madrid, the Los Angeles Galaxy, AC Milan, and Paris Saint-Germain. After winning 6 Premier League titles, 2 FA Cups, and 2 MLS championships, I feel very proud to quit. In addition, Beckham revealed that he couldn't hack it as a professional soccer player, confirming that the 38-year-old is a pitiful excuse for an athlete who finally showed his true colors today.
Oh, my God. See, I heard that David Beckham had retired, so I just totally assumed that was the real one. That's crazy.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, well, I closed my computer, so I'm trying to get to come back up, but I'm going to read you the one that I truly told people about that I thought was real, and come to find out, I was totally fooled. Because it's really funny, and the way that the video is the video one.
Well, hang on, because I have another one that I want to read real quick. Just because I just saw the headline of it, and it says, gay kid excited to be made fun of for the second thing. Okay. So currently in Texas, shortly after reports surfaced today that the Boy Scouts of America had voted to lift its ban on gay youth, local homosexual child Matt Lavelle, 14, told reporters that he was looking forward to joining the organization and finally being ridiculed for another thing. This is great. I get made fun of every day for being gay, but now I'll be called a dork, too, said the enthusiastic teenager, who is routinely taunted for being homosexual, but will now endure everything from light ribbing to vicious name-calling based on his affiliation with the Outdoor Preparedness Youth Group. It's perfect because I've been looking for a second thing to get mocked for, and Boy Scouts seems like a great fit. I think it'll really open me up to a whole new batch of cutting insults. Lowell added that he can't wait to see what his peers will do when he joins the 8th grade marching band in the fall.
That's awesome. Okay, so...
Oh, my gosh.
That is so
rude, though.
Oh, yeah, it's crazy how they... Mm-hmm. They have a movie. It's called The Onion Movie. And in the movie, there's this Britney Spears act-off, like this pop singer, and it's like she's doing these music videos about sex and she's doing the acts and things like this, and it's like the dads are sitting there with their 5-year-old daughters like, look, don't you want to be just like her? You know, it's so funny. But the one that got me was called Patriotic Teen Fails Spanish. And there's an article, and it goes, it's a video, so it's like an interview with this teenager. So if you get a chance to Google that, Patriotic Teen Fails Spanish. Well, the part that I read said, Jean Ann Morton goes beyond the facts to find a high school sophomore who has become a conservative hero for, basically, he did not want to learn the Spanish vocabulary. Well, the kid in the video, it's not that you want, she's like, do you feel like Thomas, you know, all these founders of the countries, and she's naming off all these important people in history, and he's like, sure, who's that again? You know, like, he's totally clueless to it. But at first, it sounds so real. He's like, the teenager, you know, why should I have to learn Spanish when I'm an American? I'm showing that I'm, and he's wearing all, like, red, white, and blue, and it's so funny. It is hilarious. And they go to the school, and they interview him, and then, you know, they're interviewing him in the grocery store, and it's hilarious. And I watched it, and I read, like, the little tag on it, and I was just like, you're kidding me. Like, that's just a way for him to get out of taking his foreign language. A stupid kid, that's not even right. That's not right. You know, just because you don't want to learn a language doesn't mean you don't have to. If that's a requirement, you know, not because
you're
not.
And is this the one that you thought was legit?
Yes. Yes, because there's a deal in Texas where you have to take 4 years of Spanish. You don't get to choose a foreign language. It's Spanish you have to take. And Lacey was upset about it, my daughter, because she had already taken some French in middle school. And she was like, that's not even fair, you know. And so when it said patriotic student refuses to take Spanish, and it talks about him standing up for the rights of his country and all this, and I was just like, what a cop-out. Are you kidding me? And so I was making a big deal about it, and then somebody was like, Jeannie, you do know that's not real. And I was like, huh? She was like, you got the onion symbol in the corner. And I was like, it's a real, real broadcast. There's a real newswoman and everything. And she was like, it has the onion in the corner. Type in onion news. So I typed it in, and I'm not kidding you. I spent probably 3 hours watching all of them all night long because they were so great. And some of them are so real. I mean, some of the ones about, I know we don't really have the politics on here, but some of the political ones are the best.
Oh yeah,
legitimately the
agree.
Best.
Well, and we only shy away from politics due to for Jasmine's sake, because Jasmine doesn't really like to discuss that type of stuff. So,
oh well, if I had known that,
that's why we shy away from it.
I was always told that in important situations, never talk about politics, religion, or sports. Because those
right.
are the three things that will upset people the quickest. Politics, religion,
yeah.
and sports.
I agree.
But I try to stay away from those.
I agree.
I am a huge Jayhawks fan, though, and I just want to mention the Kansas Jayhawks totally just got another player in the Hall of Fame, even though nobody cares. I get it. I had
yeah.
my car painted Jayhawk blue. Don't ask me why. I'm just that way.
Yeah. If you can't tell. If you can't tell, Jeannie's a Jayhawk fan. She likes Kansas.
Yes. I do.
No
and
surprise.
I don't even care if they lose. I'm still right there. My nails will be purple
well,
and red.
Well, you're probably
red the whole day.
And you're probably alone in that if they lose, you're still standing there cheering them on.
yeah. No diehard fans. Now, the Chiefs, on the other hand, boo. I will say it, the Chiefs suck. I was a Dallas fan before I moved to Dallas. Chiefs are a horrible football team. And
my
you know
debit
why?
Card, my Bank of America debit card is a Dallas Cowboys debit card.
That's hilarious because my last bank in Kansas City was the Kansas City Chiefs one from Metcalf Bank. Because they're the official bank of the Chiefs,
oh, nice.
So we got like 20% off tickets and I never went. I'm sorry, but the Chiefs are like, it's like the nest, okay? The birds like sit in the nest and they're safe. And then as soon as they're ready to go out in the world, they don't stay with the best. They go on their own. That's what happens. Like, we get all these amazing players that go to other teams and rock it out and win championships somewhere else. But they start with the Chiefs.
Right.
That's so
just
Kansas City doesn't have the kind of
that's,
money.
That's what we are.
Yes.
That's what we are. Yeah, we're just a starter team. Well, and because we lost, you know, incredibly bad this past year, we got the first
And the year
pick.
Before. And the year before.
Yeah, well, we got the first draft pick for quarterback or something. So,
yeah.
We had one year where we were just great, you know, and I like to say, you know, the Chiefs were at the very first Super Bowl. Like, they were very first Super Bowl against Green Bay.
34 years ago?
Yeah.
34 years
like 30-something years ago. But, hey, they had the accomplishment. They were at the Super Bowl.
That's like the Royals. They haven't even gotten close to seeing a World Series since 1986. I was 4. And I remember it very, very, very much so because – Buddy Bianculana was my favorite player, and he played on the team, and he was my favorite player because he came into the gas station a lot where my mom was working, so he would bring me, like, little hats, little bobble things, stuff like that, and so I was, Buddy Bianculana, you know, I was a big fan. And so anyways, I remember they won the World Series, and then they went on strike, and after that strike happened, the Royals have sucked ever since. I can only get Rangers tickets just when the Royals are here, because that's when I can afford them. It's sad, right?
Because they're cheap. Oh,
yeah,
wow.
They get cheap when the Royals come. And so it's, like, cool for me because I'm, like, my hometown and my town I live in. So this is awesome. Let's go to the Rangers game. And everybody's like, cool, who are they playing?
Right.
I'm like, oh, it's the Royals. Well, that's, like, 3 hours of nothing. We know the Rangers are going to win. I'm just like, wow. Really?
One of these days you're going to go and they're going to surprise you and the Royals are going to get really close to winning and then they're going to lose.
Well, whenever I say I'm from Missouri, everybody's like, oh, Cardinals, yeah, that's, you know, all this. And I'm like, no, Royals. Oh, never mind. And I just think that's the end of it.
Missouri has like two teams because we have the Kansas City Chiefs, we have the St. Louis Rams, we have the St. Louis Cardinals, and the Kansas City Royals. So,
right, and we have
two
hockey
leagues.
There's the Blazers and the one, what's the one in Kansas City that's the Wizards or something? Not Wizards.
No, they were soccer. They were the Blades, I think. I don't remember.
The Blades, yeah, but they're real close to the same name. And it's like, kind of confused. Kansas City, you don't think that Missouri would be that big of a, you know, a deal. But
that, right, that we'd have to have two teams. Like, you'd think Los Angeles might, or New York might, or Florida even, for that matter.
Or have the money
but
to support
Missouri.
That system. Mm-mm.
Right. Well,
have
that,
you been down around
Sporting, which used to be the Kansas City Wizards.
Oh, it's like coming back in town after not living there, you know, coming back to visit, driving down around the stadiums. It's so run down. I'm just surprised that those areas aren't, that seems like people would travel, you know, that kind of thing, but not so much here. It's totally different.
Well, think,
Cowboys Stadium is amazing.
Right.
I mean, you look at it and just looking, being there without even the team playing is amazing. And then when you, I mean, the way that it's so luxurious compared to Kansas City and everything around it's all hyped up and there's hotels and specials and water parks. And I mean, it's meant to be a big deal. And in Kansas City, it's like, oh, there's a Denny's and there's a stadium. You know, and that's it.
Right.
Denny's, well, there is like a little hotel there, but last I knew, they found a dead body there.
Right.
So I don't know.
And our two stadiums are right next to each other, so they can share parking.
I remember they pitched a bill in 2008 to put a rolling dome that would roll from one to the other. Basically, it could be gone back and forth. Because the Chiefs had, they were in the Kauffman Stadium, and Arrowhead were in the running for the Super Bowl. And so in order to have the Super Bowl, they had to have a closed dome. And I remember it being such a big deal because the city was, everybody kept voting against it. Like, we know they're not going to win. One Super Bowl is not worth $8 million. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's truly not.
But even then, just to host it in Kansas City, just to host it here, because we've hosted the World Series here. We've hosted the hockey Stanley Cup here. So it's like, but I can't see for a team that's, well, and here's the thing, like, we could get that just to host it here, but, like, if the Chiefs ever wins the Super Bowl, it wouldn't be played here. Like, they wouldn't play the Super Bowl here. They'd play it, like, somewhere exotic, somewhere else,
they make
not exotic,
things,
but somewhere else.
They decide those things years beyond. Like, this was for, like, the 2016 Super Bowl or something. I mean, it was unbelievable. But they said that the Kansas City did not have the capacity to support the whole thing. That there was no
way. Oh, they don't.
I mean, I remember being in town, and our biggest stadium at the time was using Arrowhead Stadium. And I remember Janet Jackson came to town, and I was working at a hotel. And Aunt Linda was working at a hotel, and I heard that she was going to be at her hotel. And I thought, well, that's kind of weird. Like, why would somebody random know this? Well, it was turned out the girl that knew it, her mom did seamstress stuff for them, like last minute on call seamstress. And so she knew about it and she was there. And so I made a point to go down and we went downtown. I never got to see her, but all the paparazzi and all the people and all the limos and all the SUVs. And she had her entire, it was a velvet rope tour. So she had an entire entourage.
Right.
It was probably more than my graduating class. So, I mean, it was a big amount of people. And I'm thinking, for something like that, just think about just the halftime show and all the people.
Oh, right.
They have to stop overnight. I mean, Kansas City cannot support that kind of thing. They really can't.
No. No.
And it's
well, like,
sad
they were talking about putting,
so big.
They were talking about putting, like, the KC Sporting Stadium up where the old Dana Mall used to be. And could you imagine how
a
clusterfuck that would be whenever they had a game?
What I don't get is why they put...
Those of you that don't know who we're talking about and what areas we're talking about, we're sorry.
we'll just continue this on later. But, you know, it's funny how the cities are built. Here in Texas, all these one-ways, and, I mean, it's unbelievable. It's just crazy how... And I don't think that they really ever thought these metropolitan areas were going to be so big.
Well, I hate going down to Kansas City. I hate downtown Kansas City because there are so many one-way streets. You get so lost down there if you do not have a GPS.
I give you 10 minutes in downtown Dallas. That's it. That's all it will take. One trip to downtown Dallas, and you will be like, nope, not a chance. I got here. I was so scared. Highway speed limits are like 70, 75. There's all these HOV lanes. I pulled on the highway coming off of a country stretch of highway for like 6 hours. I get on this ramp, and all of a sudden I'm like, oh, my God, I'm on top of what they call the high five, and it's five highways that stack and go different directions. And I'm looking down like, oh, my God. Like, I'm panicked. I get in there, and there's this HOV lane, and I don't know what that means, and so I'm trying to figure out where I'm supposed to go. I was crying by the time I got to where I was supposed to be, and that's after GPS rerouted. Okay, highways are, like, south 635 east. And I'm like,
Right. Okay,
I get that one. The next one is south 635 north. Well, how the hell do you go north and south at the same time? You know?
Exactly.
And it's like, I'm like, what? What is this? Where am I going? I mean, I'm not kidding you. One day I turned up in Amarillo trying to find what was supposed to be a 28-mile drive. Amarillo from Dallas is like an hour and 45 minutes. More than that. And I just kept following the GPS and following the GPS, and then it says, you are on third whatever I was looking for. And I'm like, okay. And then it's just rerouting, and I'm supposed to go like 100-something miles out of my way. And I was just like, how did this happen? Crazy. Dallas
is,
and people drive.
Don't drive through St. Louis at night when they have road work and you're trying to get from West 74. One of the highways. I can't remember. Seriously, it's like West 64 or something like that. Yeah, 64. West 64 highway onto North I-7 or West I-70. Trying to merge and to get over, it is such a clusterfuck. Coming home from Lexington, because it was literally, we had two highway changes the whole time. We were I-70 to St. Louis, and then from St. Louis, we were on 640 east. And it was the biggest clusterfuck. Our GPS rerouted about four times, and
yeah,
we never got off.
Yeah, trying to get through all
the
Indian Nation turnpikes that have names like Washakachi, and the other one that was great was Atoka. It's like Sam Rayburn North, da-da-da-da-da-da, loop around, and I'm like, do what? You can't rewind GPS to go first to start over. And by that time, I'm already on a tollway that cost me $8 to get off of. And I'm just like, I was a mess when I first traveled. The first trip I ever made out of Missouri, was, other than Kansas, was by myself to Texas. So it was like a 500-mile drive. I had no idea what I was getting myself into. The turnpikes. I got on this one turnpike in Kansas on 35, and I was on a turnpike for 2.5 hours. And I'm going, and I'm like, oh, my God, I'm going to run out of gas. Oh, my God, there's no gas station. And I didn't know it until I was already on it, and I passed a sign that says, next gas station, 150-something miles. And I was like, huh? I looked down, it says I got 112. And I was like, oh, my God, oh, my God. So I'm trying to drive without using the gas pedal as much as possible. The speed limit's 75, 80. So I'm, like, scared. It's, like, 2 in the morning. I'm panicked. My phone is beeping that it's dying, and it wouldn't work at the time. For some reason, it wouldn't charge. And I was a mess. Like, I was panicked. I'm like, okay, I'm on my own. I can do this. You know, and I'm trying. Finally, halfway through, there's, like, a special turnpike McDonald's. It's, like, built into the turnpike area. So it's a McDonald's, and it gives you the chance to turn around and go the other way. And so I was like, oh, God, thank you. Like, I'm so scared. I was unbelievably scared. But I made it. And then on my way back that time, I hit a deer. Just totally jacked up my car and cost me, like, $700. But, yeah, it was horrible.
I love that a deer can be $700 worth of damage.
Oh, the thing that really sucked about it was already dead. Somebody on the other side of the highway hit it, stopped, cut the rack off of it, like, cut the head off, and threw the body over this concrete barrier that happened to be the other lane because they were doing construction. So as I'm driving down the road, the semi in front of me is, like, hopping all over the place, and we've got concrete on both sides. There's nowhere to pull over. And so I'm already nervous about my tires because I'm just like, okay, I'm going to hit something, right? So I'm going through this little concrete thing at 45, and this truck in front of me, his trailer's just bouncing all over the place. And then once he got over it, I went, oh, my God, there's a deer in the road. I got down to 35 before I actually had to run over it, and it still crushed in my radiator under my car. And it didn't do any physical, like, look at it damage, but it crushed the radiator, and I had fur all up in there, and it was crazy. So then my car overheated, and I had to be towed off the car. It was so expensive. That $700 doesn't even count the tow fee. And my insurance was supposed to be free towing. No, they pay for the first 5 miles. Just saying. If you have, and Safe Auto is who I went
Ours
with.
Was
no,
only
no.
three. Ours is only three. It pays for
Ours
3 miles.
I could not believe that when she told me 5. And there's only, of course, and this part of where I was at was like Euclid or something. there is only one shop in town. That's it. So she says, I can tell you to the, I said, can you tell me to the nearest shop? She goes, well, honey, I'll tell you to the only one, unless you think you want to pay for me to tell you about 150 miles north. I was like, yeah, okay, that'll work. So then when the guy tells me the price, I had no option. I had to do it. It was horrible.
Right.
And it was like 3 in the morning, and let me just tell you, they on the turnpike in Kansas at 3 in the morning. There's not a light anywhere in sight. You, it gets freaky. It gets really eerie. Really scary. I was panicked. So I started taking the Oklahoma route, because I figured even though I get more tickets that way, it's much safer. I don't mean to get tickets. That was one of the, when I bought my car, I like cut costs on something. So in order to have tinted windows, I couldn't afford to put in the mechanism for cruise control. I really wish I had understood how badly I was going to need that. Yeah.
Driving from here to Lexington, Kentucky without cruise control in my mom's Kia Sorento.
Nice.
It's tough.
Anyway, though.
But we got really good gas mileage, so it's cool. But it, oh my God, it was terrible. I hated it. My leg, my right leg was so sore when we got there. And then after being on my feet for 2 days and then driving home, being in a seated position, when I got out of the car, I could not walk. It was terrible. Like, my back was arched, and my butt was sticking out.
Yeah.
Like, my back was arched, my butt was sticking out, and I was just, like, I walked like an old person for, like, a day, for a good 2 days, because my calves and my thighs were hurt, like,
yeah,
I'll
be sitting there, and you can't really get a pillow in there, like, to make it really comfortable, and it sucks. I used to only stop when I had to stop, like, once for gas, because my car gets really good gas mileage, too, so as long as I stop once, I'm good. So, after I get to Joplin, because I know if I stop before Joplin, I have to stop again. But, anyways, I usually do that. And now, I don't know if it's just because I'm getting older or I'm just not in such a hurry, but I stop like 5 or 6 times now. I've got towns where I like pizza, and I do a lot of traveling. Just put it that way.
There's nothing wrong with that, though. I think because you drive this way so much, like, you see the little sights, and you're like, huh, I'm going to stop there. And then you stop, and you're just like, oh, I like this. You know, it's cool. That's what I like about traveling, and I wish I could do more of it. Like, I'm so eager for Houston, but I'm flying to Houston, and then I'm just trying to figure out how to get home, because I kind of want to drive home. So hopefully you are able to get the time off so you can come down with us and drive back with and drive us home.
Yeah, I know, right? I don't know. I've just gotten to the point now where I just kind of take my time with it.
I would love
it. It sucks, though, because my job doesn't always like to let me off work. And so in order to make it not a mess, you know, I try to do my best. But I still never have time for everything. I guess that's just the way it goes.
Oh, yeah, I know. I completely get it. I just want to, like, I want to get this arranged, like, so quickly, so that I know for a fact, like, what's happening when I get there and how I'm getting home and all that stuff, so that we don't get put in a situation where we're stuck. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, that's what I want to work that out, just so I can be like, okay, this is how it's going to go down. We're good.
Exactly. That's exactly right.
But I look forward to it. I'm so excited.
I can't wait to meet up with you guys in Houston, just because it's going to be neat, and I've got some hookups on some, there's a club down there, 6th Street, there's actually several districts, kind of like what Power and Light is in Kansas City. It's a big district that has lots and lots of places to go and hang out and different things to do, and there's one in Houston, and
yeah.
He says he can get us some VIP passes, which will be awesome, because there's no cover, and we can just go in and out anything. But there's some really neat places up there, and it's, like, all themed. So one bar you go in, it's going to be, like, all country, and it's going to have line dancing and bull riding, and the next one you go into is, like a rock bar. And then it's really kind of – everything that I've heard about it is that it's amazing and so much fun. So try to get you all out and party in and get some pictures.
And Westport has that, too, where there's, like, there's an 80-90 spin bar called the Shark Bar. There's, like, a biker bar. There's, like, a heavy metal death rock bar. Like, there's tons of stuff up there. There's a jazz bar, all that. And then the bowling alley. And to go bowling up there, oh, my Jesus. It cost us to bowl one game, for three people to bowl one game. It was, like, 80-something dollars.
See, what you got to do then is you got to get bottle service. Then you pay 80 bucks for a bottle of liquor and bowl until you finish it. That's the secret to Lucky Strike. My high school reunion, we did it at that movie, the movie theater, the big fancy one.
Uh-huh.
We had it in the, like, lobby ballroom area is where our thing was, and then they gave us part of our paying the 40 bucks was getting this pass to go into all the places at Power and Light. So we did that, and the one that was the cool, we went to Lucky Strike. We did the bottle. We bought a big bottle of Grey Goose that was, like, 70 bucks, and that gave us 2 hours to finish it. So we all bowled for, you know, but most of us danced. We didn't really bowl. But the best one in Kansas City, if you ever, if anybody ever gets to Kansas City and wants to really hit up an awesome place, there's a thing called the rooftop, and it is a swimming pool on top of a building. So you go up an elevator, and you get out, and there's, like, all these canopies and the beautiful sky, and you look down, and there's all the city, and there's a big pool, little pool, hot tubs, and it's kind of like the bottle service, too. If you want the hot tub, then you buy a bottle, and you have a few hours to drink it and have that hot tub personally. Pretty cool.
Nice.
If you like, you know, hang out in your bathing suit all day.
Right. I've never even heard of that place, so I didn't know that there was something like that here.
When you get down there, Constantino's grocery store down there on downtown right by the Sprint Center, top of it. The top is where the roof is. And there's an elevator, and there's not really signs or anything. We only found out about it because this guy, Nick's brother, works there. But it's really amazing. I mean, it really is cool. It's got a whole cabana feel, but it's above Constantino's, and you won't see a sign for it until you get in the glass elevator room. Like, there's the, where you walk past the grocery store part, and then there's a glass room that you go in, and there's two elevators, and that's where the signs are for it. So, but it's like 30 bucks a head, but it's amazing. And as soon as you get there, like, when you first come in, you can rent things, like you can rent a robe, or you can rent towels, you can rent all kinds of stuff. And when you do, your first drink's included. So you order your first drink, which is usually they try to get you a fancy one, so that you keep ordering the high drinks that they, you know, gave you. Which is the secret money, because they'll pitch a drink to you, and your first one's a $12 drink, and you're like, oh, yeah, give me another one of those. And before you know it, your tab's like 70 bucks, and you're like, what the hell?
That's
thing. But I think it was originally a private.
Well, and speaking of elevators, we're going to talk about some, what is the stupidest fear that you have? Like, if you could classify any fear that you have as the stupidest one, which one do you think it would be?
Personally, mine would have to be my unbelievably strong fear of clowns. Really hard time with that. When I was little,
you were a
clown
for Halloween.
Yes. No, I was. My mom had a business. When I was little, she would dress up. We had all these clown costumes, and her and I would dress up, and we did this routine. Where, you know, she would try to juggle, drop the ball, drop the butt, turn around, and then she'd be like, who did that?
Yeah.
You know, we have a video of it.
We have that
birthday party when you were little. So we did this a lot. Well, one year, my mom and I were doing this, and we did it for, like, a group of handicapped people. Well, then on Halloween, we went to visit this handicapped place, and they were dressed up as clowns because mom had done all their makeup for them. Well, this... one guy was really, really, he was more crazy than handicapped. Anyways, he was in a wheelchair, which is what they said was handicapped, but he should have been, like, in a hospital, not living in a house. So anyways, the guy ended up getting, like, falling on the floor, and he busted his face, and he was dressed like a clown, and he started chasing me, and he was laughing, and it was just a brutal thing. So I was just devastated. And then, of course, after I had that big problem with it, mom got rid of everything. We didn't do the clowning stuff anymore. And then a friend of hers invited us to a birthday party. And while we're at the party, the adults were watching this movie about a clown, and it was like a Stephen King movie. And I was the kid who couldn't not watch it, you know, so it just traumatized me. I mean, I had a really hard time. I went to the circus and had to leave. It was horrible. It was really scary, traumatizing scary. And I still have the weirdest, like, dreams, music videos, anything. It jerks me. Sometimes I'll scroll through Facebook and there'll be a picture of a clown or this other guy that I really don't like too much. And I'll go flip through it. I mean, it will scare me. Like, my heart starts beating fast. It's silly, but That's probably the stupidest thing I think I'm afraid of. Because, I mean...
Right. The other guy, Freddy Krueger.
Oh, don't say his name.
The other guy, Freddy Krueger.
Don't say his name again! Don't do it. And that's Angel and Josh's fault. Do you know that they wrote letters
it's
to me?
It's not like Beetlejuice.
And they would... Dude, they would stand... I know, but they would stand outside. And we were in the backyard. Do you remember that shed behind Grandma's house?
Yes.
It was over the fence?
And it's still
okay,
there.
We were standing there. They wrote me a letter, and it had lines in it, like he had wrote it, and it said, I'm going to get you. Freddy, I had ketchup all over it, but I thought it was blood, okay? And they're throwing rocks at the shed, so it's making noise, and they're like, he's coming to get you. I didn't sleep for weeks. I mean, I cut my hair off because I was laying in bed, and my hair was hanging down, and Grandma swears it was the cat playing with my hair, but I was convinced that he was, like, coming up under the bed or something, and we cut my hair off because of it. I was really scared as a kid of things like that. But those are really my only two fears. Like, anything else I've kind of gotten over. You know how people are afraid of, you know, walking over a grate on the ground or something? I've kind of gotten over all that stuff. Those are my silly fears.
You're afraid it's going to break and you're going to fall through.
Well, you never know. I mean,
well,
you never
I was
know
hoping,
what's going to
happen. I was really hoping your fears would make mine sound less stupid.
Probably does. I probably it's succeeded
like,
on that.
Okay.
Grown woman afraid of clowns,
well,
and no, it's just a clown to me.
Come on.
Well, okay. But yours has some like, legit, you know, reasoning behind it. Because some people have dressed up like clowns and gone crazy and whatnot, and have dressed up like FK and done stuff like that. And,
yeah.
My fears are, like, really stupid, though. Like, I am writing a story, okay? I'm writing a story. It's kind of demonic. It's kind of dark. It's got some, a little wicked. It's got some. It's got a demon in it and all this other stuff. And while I know that it's a story that I'm writing, the night that I wrote the outline for it, I could not sleep because I had it in the back of my head and it freaked me out, okay? And it's a story that I'm writing. So it's like, what the fuck, right? Okay. Well, then, I have fears. When I was a kid, I used to be afraid, and this is going to sound so stupid, and people are probably going to laugh at me, but when I was a kid, I was deathly afraid of automatic car washes.
Yes, I know you were.
I don't know what it was, but I had a very traumatic experience, apparently, there, and it scared the shit out of me, and, like, my grandpa, he would try and take us to go, he'd go to wash his truck or whatever, and he'd go, and we'd pull into, like, the gas station. He'd get gas, and he would pull around to the car wash, through the car wash. I would not kidding you, jump out of the car and wait for them. I'd be like, you're good. Go by. I'll wait over there. I did that to Aunt Lisa one time. I jumped out of Aunt Lisa's car one time. I'm over that, though. I like them now. Don't laugh at me. I know what y'all are saying in the chat room. They're mean. I had a fear for a long time of, at the Lake of the Ozarks, the family has a cabin down there, and whenever we go down, there's a boat ramp that takes you down,
yes.
That you can take that to go down, whatever. I used to make my grandpa and then my mom, when I was riding down with mom, I would make them let me out at the top of the boat ramp.
You're afraid they're going to, like, actually drive in the water?
Yes. I was so afraid of it, like, when I was a kid. And what made it even better was that I would walk up the boat ramp, and I would wait there for them to pull up when we were leaving. Like, they would have to pull up to the top to get me, because I would not get in the car while it was there. And then, when they were parked there, I would wake up, like, 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning to go
to
the front door and look out the... Yeah.
That kind of makes sense, because it was a long slope, and it was just a straight driveway and into the water. So that kind of makes sense.
Well, no. And Grandpa, in my defense, when I would ride down the ramp with Grandpa, he would purposely, like, let his foot off the brake a little bit. Like, we'd come to a stop, and then he would let his foot off the brake, still in gear, so that it would slide a little bit, and it would scare me. And he, like, traumatized me for the longest time with that.
You were scared.
But then,
you know what? You want to talk about your... Okay, when you were little, I remember every time we would leave the back bedroom and we would shut off the light, you would take off running. Like, you... Same with the basement. As soon as the light went off, you would, like, run up the stairs real fast. Like, something was chasing you. And the baby
gate. I bolted.
Remember the
dark.
Rugrats gate? they used to put us in, the big thing that opened up, like the Rugrats baby gate thing. You were scared of that, too. As soon as somebody would pick it up, you would start crying, screaming.
Oh. Well, I remember, like, bolting down the hall in the dark because I was afraid of the dark. I was afraid of the dark, so I would bolt down the hall. And then I hated the basement at night because Josh and Angel feared the shit out of me down there. They fucked, I think they fucked a lot of people up, not gonna lie.
I couldn't even go in the backyard.
I hated it. Oh my god. Well, we used to, when I was a kid, like, we'd go back there, and we'd, like, sneak in there and play and stuff like that, and it was, we always had fun. Like,
I never did. Everybody always went over there, and I was so convinced that it was real that I never went in there, never went across the fence, nothing. I always stayed, usually on the porch. I was so afraid. Like, everybody'd be down on the monkey bars, and I was like, yeah, that's just too close. That's just too close. Not happening. But I do remember, like, even in the bathroom, you would, like, go to the bathroom. You would come out. You knew there was no one in there. You would still shut the light off and run.
Right. Oh, I hated it.
Because Grandma would be like, why don't you ever shut the lights off?
I absolutely hated it.
Elevators. I remember going to the hospital, like, when Grandpa was sick. We were there a lot. And I remember we always had to take the stairs. And Mom's like, why do you do that? And I was like, well, because he doesn't like elevators, so I don't want him to have to go alone. So it takes us, like, 10 minutes to get there, and they're standing there waiting for us.
Oh, God. Well, and I got to the point where I started running. Like, I would just run up the stairs, and 9 times out of 10, I beat the elevators, just saying. But we're not going to get into my elevator thing, because I've been made fun of for that enough on Uncensored Radio. So, but, yeah, like, and Josh used to scare me, too, when I was a kid and we'd get in the elevator. Like, if I ever rode in an elevator, I had to be right there by the button.
Yeah.
I had to be right there by the button.
That's crazy.
It would scare me because Josh would stand there and he'd be like, okay. He'd stand there and he would threaten to, like, push the button to stop it. And it would scare me. Mm-hmm. And he would freak me out. And I've been stuck in them before. Like, both times we're at a hospital. So,
nice.
But that's enough of that. We only got, like, 2 minutes left. And, oh my God, this hour went by so quick.
We didn't even talk about our topic.
It does fly too quick.
It does.
No, we didn't. We got into, like, the last 10 minutes, and it was just...
Well, this is awesome that people will just listen to us talk. It's like normal conversations, but, you know, we're public.
Right. We're dorks. It's okay. It's cool. It does. Well, make sure that you following us on Facebook, facebook.com/lipsontheair. Also, Uncensored Radio on Facebook at facebook.com/uncensoredradio. Make sure you're following us on Twitter, twitter.com/uncensoredradio and Lips on the Air. And tomorrow is Saturday, Jake Pentland Show, 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific. I can never say that right. And Guilty Pleasures Monday through Friday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific. I almost
every
say specific
time you
on
do
purpose that
time.
Just
cracks me up. That you have to say all the times, because if you don't, somebody might miss it.
I know, and it's funny because like it's Eastern. If I say 9 p.m. Eastern, they could know that, you know. And you know what? And Guilty Pleasures has been on long enough. Y'all should know what time it is. Like I
exactly
just have to say it.
You know, you should totally do it.
You're
taking
out the snooze. Oh, yeah. Make sure you're taking out the snooze on Monday nights, title pending on Wednesdays, and that kind of sounds a little Australian. No little sleep nights on Thursdays. And every Friday night right here at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, Lips on the Air with me, Jeannie, and sometimes Jasmine, whenever she can be here. Anyway, that's it. Thank you guys so much for tuning in, Jeannie. I've had so much fun. Thank you for calling in and joining this hour with me.
So
I love your guts, too. We do. And this is Lips kissing off. Mwah. Good night, everybody.
Bye. All right, then.